Log Talk Radio.
Of Living Loud Nation for Friday night, December 9, 2016, or if you're on the East Coast, it is already Saturday, December 10, 2016, which marks the official day today, 2 months later than the death of my one of my grandmothers. So we dedicate the broadcast in the heavy memory of Francis Adams. That's the name of grandmother. We dedicate this to her in her heavy memory. So with that being said, I would like to introduce my co-host at this time.
Dude, your mouth is muffled.
Oh, hang on. All right, what about now?
This is why you need a producer. I just got your text.
Yeah, so I wanted to dedicate this since it's almost the 10th of December. It has been, 21 years since my grandmother passed away.
Oh, man.
So I'd like to dedicate this episode to her loving memory. She was known as Nanny, and she was a good woman. I love her and miss her every day, man. But I got something very special for you this evening. Before we bring him on, the man of the hour, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is. Let me give you an intro, and CJ, you'll like this one. This is for Mr. Jim Davis.
All I'm doing and all I'm that sexual desire, so what are they going to do? You won't let them have a woman. They're going to have me. Somebody's going to have to give us a woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, the booty warrior, the new booty warrior, Mr. Jim Davis.
Hello, and no, I'm not a boot, no.
I told you I had something special for you this evening.
Keep in mind, audience, that Jim's the only one out of us who has a wife. So...
So tonight on this edition,
I was talking.
If you interrupt me one more goddamn time, I swear to God.
Hey, man, I just got a text from you, and when I called in, you were muffled. So that's just, no one could hear what you were saying. So.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do the whole intro again. So we're going to talk about tonight a subject that is near and dear to C.J. Glickman, entertainment and movies. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well.
So I pulled up some information under entertainment at Google. Here's an article. Media and apprentice role for Trump opens door wide open for questions. I can keep reading. It says, Arnold Schwarzenegger appeared at a news conference about the new Celebrity Apprentice, the reality show that he will host and that counts the president-elect among its executive producers. Wow,
Arnold's been friends with Trump for years. I mean, Arnold's a very successful businessman, by the way. Before he got into acting, when he was in bodybuilding and he came to this country, he started his own mail service with bodybuilding magazines and stuff and newsletters. And real estate. Arnold was a businessman before he was even an actor. So.
Yeah, but if I'm reading this correctly from this article, how in the hell is President-elect Trump going to have time to run the country as the most powerful man in the world, practically, and still be able to produce a show?
He doesn't have to do that. It's a name only. Let me tell you something. Executive producer is a very loose term, especially in TV. A lot of the times, the producers are the ones who have the power in TV. Executive producers are more have the power in movie industry. Executive producer is a title. It's all it is. It's a figurehead for TV. He's not a showrunner. The showrunner is the one in power. The directors are not even really in power, and it's a reality show. So, yeah, it's just the title. It's all of it.
Here's another article I'm looking at. You know, I wanted to do something different since we always talk about wrestling or depression or LGBT. I wanted to do something more positive and uplifting tonight. So, here's an article.
Speaking of LGBT, my friend Monica just got tits.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, apparently she just got tits. I found that on Facebook. I'm glad I didn't see them because that would have been traumatizing and confusing. Anyway.
Well,
move on.
Well, before I go to this article, I want to address something real quick. Just take about 2 minutes. So, apparently... hang on. Okay. So, I have a group of friends that are local here, that I've made a lot of friends with the local indie wrestlers here and around Dallas and Texas and some of their fans that follow them. And I don't know how this got started, but there's this chick, her name's Andra, right? And she's a mutual friend of a female wrestler that I've had a crush on for like a year now. Oh, she goes by the name of Baby Dumplings. I know it sounds crazy, but she's a good worker. Hell, she wrestles men all the time. let me finish the story real quick. So Andra and I, started talking and just as friends, you know, we talk every day, just bullshit, whatever, chop it up, whatever. And then, like, I kept sending out, like, when I send you guys the, like, Fleece Johnson memes, you know, y'all don't give a fuck, you know, y'all know me and, you know, I'm just fucking around. Well, she took offense to it, and then she decided to get her so-called husband involved, and he gets on the line trying to be fucking like a fucking white knight talking shit. And then he tried to send me another message, and I was like, look, dude, fuck you, man. Fuck off. You don't even want to know me, dog.
Why?
So then, like,
why was she offended?
I don't know. But here's where it gets interesting. So this other chick, who's a mutual friend of me and Andra in the wrestling scene, I never talked to this chick. I think I just added her because I started adding a bunch of people, you know, mutual friends or whatever.
Yeah.
I never met this chick and never talked to her. She sends me a message last week saying, hey, Robert. I say, hi, who are you? And then she tells me who she is. And I say, oh, well, what's up? And then her name's Misty. And Misty was like, hey, have you been talking to Andrew? I was like, yeah. And then she was like, well, don't talk to her because she's a drug addict and she lies and she'll only hang out with you if you have any type of prescription drugs. She's always trying to, you know, pawn off stuff and try to get free shit. The truth is,
well,
she's a wrestling fan, and Andrew claims to be disabled, blah, 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 and all this other shit. She even went as far as trying to find out who my doctor is so that she can get a prescription of a painkiller that I take.
The chick that got mad at you?
Yeah, that she's mad at me right now. She tried to find out who my doctor is, thinking that she's going to get a prescription. I'm like, fuck you, I'm not doing that. I don't sell drugs. I'm not giving out any referrals to my doctor. You ain't going to fuck
exactly.
up my you know what I'm saying? I don't even know you like that. So,
No.
So, all of a sudden, they keep going back and forth. They got me in the middle of this. I don't know how it happened other than Misty came to me, and I think she did it in good faith where she was like, you know, telling me about old girl, and then I went back to Andrew to confront her about it, and then Andrew starts getting fucking pissed off and says that Misty's all fucking shady and everything. So lately on Facebook, I've been dealing with this shit. So I got the right idea to put them both in the same chat room and be like, all right, let's squash this shit like grown men and women, okay? And they just, like, started going off on each other. I kind of kept the chat room open, but I didn't say shit. It was like a cat fight. And she's like, fucking pit. Now when I did that video, the heartfelt video last night, I don't know if y'all watched it or whatever, but CJ, I don't want to do this on the air, but, you know, you got me thinking, and everything you said was right. I didn't like the way our conversation ended on the, you know, what we talked about. You sounded off with me.
I wasn't pissed off. It's your life, man. I just know I'm right. I'm right. I've seen this play out so many times. You know, I'm out. I know exactly how it's going to go.
You think
it's going to end, but it's not. I'm not saying what it is. I'm being respectful here, but I'm just saying you think it's going to end, but it won't.
Well, all I'm saying is, I talked to my mom about it earlier tonight. I didn't give her the ins and outs about every little thing, but when mama says something, mama's right. She's always been right, and that's one thing I can't stand, man. Don't you hate it when your parents are right? Like, Jim,
yeah.
is your mom always right about something? Like, say you go to her, you have a problem about something?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
And then,
Okay, go ahead.
So all I'm saying is my mom was like, hey, look, you already made a commitment. This is the way I raised you. When you're a man, you made a commitment. Go ahead and finish out that commitment and then drop all ties in that regard. So I talked to her tonight. I wrote her a letter, and I pretty much explained the situation. I said, look, I don't want to lose you as a friend, but after the 16th, you know, we got to cut this off. And that's
went
it.
From the 10th? It went from the, I thought, okay, wow. Honestly, man,
so,
it's not going to end, though. You're going to, it's not going to end.
It's going to end. You just got to take my, you got to take
It's,
you gotta take my word
it's
for
not,
it. But anyway,
guilt,
look,
she's gonna guilt you,
and that's
you're
fine.
That
she
all,
can.
You're gonna...
But
oh,
anywho,
oh yeah. Oh my God, the girl Andrew, she's like listening to the show. She says you are such a liar. I don't believe you. I can post your messages on your Facebook. You lost a friend. Thanks for sure. That's for sure. Bye.
Andrea, relax. Take a chill pill, sweetheart. Oh, wait, you like pills. Okay, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Hey, you want to do some rock? You want to do some rock, Andrea? You want to do some rock? Come on.
So pretty much she
don't
blocked you, right?
Don't forget the Brillo pad.
Not yet, but she's about to.
I can help. I can move this along.
What do y'all think about Fate of the Furious title reveal for the 8th Fast and the Furious?
I don't really care. Those movies are dispensable or disposable entertainment. I don't care. I might watch Tokyo Drift.
It's the same thing. I mean, you know, I think they should have left with 7. That was it. But
I think
it makes money.
I think punch Vin Diesel in the fucking face.
Not to interrupt you, but that chick Andrew just sent me another message. I said, LOL, take a chill pill. She says, fuck you and him. Tell him or do some rock. Go die, pieces of shit. All of you, trash.
Well, I'm trash. I live in L.A. and I have a nice apartment. And I probably make more money than you, bitch. So fuck off.
Well, I don't know that person. She can take her happy ass on down the road. It doesn't involve me.
Yeah, you fucking cunt. You fucking two-bit cunt. Drug addict cunt. Is she the wrestler?
No, she's just a fucking rat.
Oh, she's a rat. Oh, that makes so much more sense. You know, I've heard some
Ring
great
rat
stories from Scott Hall.
I know we weren't initially supposed to talk about wrestling, but since this is entertainment.
We're not talking about wrestling. We're talking about a drug addict rat, ring rat, who probably sucks off every indie guy for some fucking pills. You know? I bet she sucked off every loser indie guy for some fucking pills. What a dumb cunt.
Hey, speaking of entertainment, did you see the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer?
I did, and I was like, oh, I finally like Spider-Man. Awesome.
It was pretty cool, man. I mean,
I like the kid they have for Spider-Man. I did like the last couple of Spider-Man movies, but this feels like Spider-Man plus the Avengers, man. They could talk about the Avengers now. And fucking Stark is in it. Fucking, you know, Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, girl just sent me another.
Opening the door.
Andrew sent me another message. She must be listening. She says, fuck you. I'm not, and I've never have been a fucking wrestler. I'm not a drug addict. You don't even know me. And she's still typing.
You don't know me. Because no one cares.
CJ Glickman, CJ, you have a way of pissing off people with the truth. I gotta give it to you.
That's what I'm about, man. I'm all about the truth.
I should have listened to Michael and not talked to you.
Who the hell is Michael now?
Yeah, it was some other guy named PJ and then Michael.
Michael and CJ.
I think I know who she's talking about. And he's a fucking mark, too.
Marks,
whatever.
Marks. By the way, I wasn't sure if I was late for the show because I noticed you sent me the text around 8-something. So I was like, I'm going to call in as a gamble.
No, you're right on time,
glasses,
man.
You wouldn't hit a guy with glasses, would you?
No.
I got
by the way,
glasses, bitch.
By the way, that intro you sent me, that royalty-free one, I use that as our intro. I like it.
Awesome, because it's a nice placeholder, because then, you know, I'm gonna pull some strings, and we're going to have a professional intro, and then we're going to move on from there and do some actual real podcasts so we don't have to deal with the phone situation anymore.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. And not in this low quality blog talk radio. Jimmy.
Yeah. Let's get
Jimmy
into sports.
Davis. Jimmy Davis.
Yes.
That's a cool name. Jimmy Davis. See, I'm terrible.
Okay.
Jim, what about sports? Anything you want to talk about sports wise?
We got NFL. We got NFL on Sunday. Yeah, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Have you guys heard about the 30 by 30 XFL documentary? I haven't seen it yet. I'm not sure when it's going to be available, but I really want to watch it.
Me too.
I remember the XFL when I was a kid. I was on when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
The first game was like, I was like, okay, cool, I'll watch football now because, you know, it's connected to wrestling. And then the game started just looking like every other football game. Nothing was special about it. I mean, as a football fan, what was special about, was there anything special about the XFL?
Well, it was different, and all I remember watching was all the hot Playboy cheerleaders in the game. It was a bunch of ex-NFL players that got to join that league, and that's all it was. It was most supposed to be just for fun. I don't think Vince looked at it as a big thing. I think it kind of backfired on him. That's why he don't like talking about it.
Remember, because there's been other football leagues, but they've all gone out of, you know, they've all been defunct, you know. There's a great documentary about one on Netflix, 30 by 30. I think it's the National USA Football League, I think.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's correct.
Yeah, it was a great documentary. I like sport documentaries more than I like watching actual sports. Like, I love watching college football documentaries, you know,
right,
about Texas when all the boosters were giving money to the students to make, you know, because you're not allowed to give money to students, players. But I believe student players should be compensated for their likeness that's being used and their jersey that's being sold. I believe they should be compensated. That's me, you know. NCCA is crooks. They make billions of dollars off these student athletes, but I digress. Speaking of entertainment, for the last few hours, I've been watching Batman Brave and the Bold. Right now I'm watching the last part of season 3 with Batman.
Hey, By the way, can I borrow one of y'all's Netflix accounts? I want to watch Fuller House season 2.
Hey man, unless Jim has other people on his account, you could have. Does your wife? By the way, does your wife have her own thing on there too?
Well, it's in my wife's name. That's all
I
can watch.
Because Because the account that I'm on my dad's family account, and it has I have my own thing. My brother has his own thing. He has his own thing. My stepmom has her own thing, and then this guy named Carlos is on there, which happens to be my little brother's friend, which I don't understand, but I never met the guy. But I'm like, who the hell is Carlos? He says, my friend. I said, I never met a Carlos. He's such a good friend of yours. You gave him a Netflix account? Yeah. Okay. I know. I just had a weird convo. By the way, is Andrea, is that her name? Is she still listening?
No, she blocked me.
Well.
Oh, well.
She's probably a whore.
Dang.
I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. But speaking of assholes, how the hell is Chad doing?
Last I talked to him, he says he was mowing the yard and he was working out, walking around the neighborhood. He's got type 2 diabetes himself, so he's kind of fucked. Let's see, what else? He claims to have, like, his best chest or something, because he, like, hits the weights or something.
You're muffling again, bro. You're muffling.
Oh. No, I don't know. I haven't talked to him in about a week.
I was just trying to make conversation here so we can go back to entertainment. Let's go back to entertainment. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, let me pull up something here. I was looking at something just a second ago.
This is the craptacular episode of Living Loud Nation.
TJ Miller arrested 2 days before hosting Critics' Choice Awards.
Oh, what did he get arrested for?
Let me see. Actor comedian TJ Miller, star of Silicon Valley and the just opened office Christmas Party, was arrested early Friday after a car service driver accused him of battery, Los Angeles police say.
Interesting. This is why I don't like socializing, because you get accused of shit. This is why I don't go out. I don't want to be accused of anything. I mean, I could see the guy maybe, but I don't want to believe it. I don't want to believe it's true, because, you know, but he is a dark comic. Like, the way he acts is pretty dark humor. I mean, who knows how that's going to turn out.
Hey, quick question. Do y'all know anything about this YouTube star called PewDiePie?
Yeah. My little brother used to be a huge fan of his. He's last year he made about 14 million. Or more than that, actually. He made millions of dollars off of YouTube.
Play commentaries.
He's claiming that he is being held back by YouTube because he's white. Right?
Yeah, I saw an article. It says he's going to delete his YouTube channel.
That's insane. If I had that many subscribers, holy fuck. That's just a waste. I hope he has all his content already that he's done over the years. I hope he has a copy of all this so we can put it somewhere else. I mean, he would do great on iTunes or Vimeo.
Holy shit. This guy's got over 50 million subscribers.
Yeah, he made millions of dollars off of YouTube last year. He made about supposedly made about $47 million.
So what's so great about him? I mean, what?
He appeals to kids. His main audience are children, like my little brother,
okay.
Or younger than him. You know, he appeals to children, even though he's very edgy. It's like your edgy big brother. That's what PewDiePie is, you know. And he's also European.
Yeah, he's from Sweden, I think.
Yeah. So he's also got that, you know. So he's got that accent, you know. Hey, man, it's the end of an era, PewDiePie. I hope he saved his money. You know,
oh, Lord.
I mean, fuck. If I had that much money, no one ever hear from me again.
My computer's acting all slow and sluggish now. It's like, wait a minute, didn't I just clean this up yesterday? Oh, well.
Well, I'm so bitch, and then you get kicked in the nuts.
Oh, speaking of which, how's your computer?
It's still doing pretty well. It's still doing pretty well. They just did another update, a Windows update. The only issue I'm having is that sometimes my computer doesn't give my Windows system doesn't give my download that I get from the daily download permission. But other than that, everything's working.
I'd have to look that one up. That's a new one for me. We need to get Jim set up with the computer.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, because then we could record off of Skype.
Wow, I got a tablet.
We could do our show off of Skype. You know, I mean, you have it. You could get Skype on a tablet.
Yeah.
Just get some, and you could talk on your tablet, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all you need to do is have a Skype on there, and we could do our show via Skype and have longer shows and actually planned out shows, not like this clusterfuck tonight that we're having.
Yeah.
We're having a Jim Cornette. We're having a Jim Cornette show right now. Like he said in his last episode, he said last week's show was a clusterfuck.
Oh, you heard it, and then at the end when he went off on Santino Marella, that shit was funny.
Uh-huh.
I played it a couple times. That was a good episode. That's one of the best he's done in a long time. Because last week's episode was kind of like, eh. I'm like, come on, Jim, you got it in you.
You know, and I think the politics kind of ran its course on it.
Oh, with Cornette, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what it was.
I mean, okay, we get it.
People are still bitching about Trump on Facebook. It's getting annoying as fuck.
True.
What do you think about Linda McMahon being hired into his administration?
Oh, I don't. It would be stupid of Trump to do.
Well, he hired her.
She's damaged goods. She failed both her campaigns. What's she being hired as?
Secretary of Small Business.
That's irony right there. Right?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, even though it was more Vince than her, I mean, she did play an integral role of WWE, you know, starting out as a regional small promotion to the global phenomenon that
it is today. She did help build it. I mean, behind the scenes, she was the one behind the scenes. I will say that. Come on, let's go. Come on, go pee. Go pee. Like, it's zombie weather out here right now.
Everybody's been, speaking of weather, everybody on Facebook, I am so sick and tired of hearing about it. Everyone in Texas, no matter if you're in Dallas or Odessa or Austin or Waco, it doesn't matter. Everyone's bitching because it's, the temperature keeps fluctuating between 30 and 40. Now, granted, you know, we're not used to that weather, but it's like, okay, y'all were bitching about.
The temperature here, dude, it could go from 80 to 40s to in the 40s at night.
I believe it, but it's like, okay, y'all were bitching during, you know, August and September, talking about how hot it was.
I love the cold weather.
Oh, yeah. Well, my thing is, like, okay, you bitch about the fucking weather, and then and you cry and complain about you want colder weather, and then when it comes time for us to get colder weather around this time of the year, it's like, y'all bitch.
Cool.
Oh, my God, don't get me started on the fucking... If we have a couple of days of sleet or snow or oh my God, so many fucking accidents. These assholes in Texas don't know how to fucking drive. I don't know what's going on in California.
Yeah, dude, every time it rains, dude, it's the end of the world out here for people who drive. They go fucking nuts every time.
What about the motherfuckers in Canada or New York or Boston and one of those, you know, northern states where they're used to this type of fucking weather and they got 14, 15 inches of snow and shit, you know, Don Tony and Kevin Castle live, you know?
Yeah. I lived in the East Coast for a year, dude. It was one of the coldest winters at that time on record. And there was about at least, I'll put it to you this way, I didn't see the ground until spring.
Damn.
You know, and you
Jim,
walk
you've been quiet.
You know,
Jim, you've been quiet
Jim
over there, man.
Jim knows this is a shitty episode. He's just trying to separate himself from it.
Well, I tried to do something different, but. I mean, we did get some topics off. We did talk about entertainment, though, so that was the main thing.
Yeah, it was.
No, we attacked some girlfriend of yours or something.
Yeah, well. Well, y'all want to end the episode? You got anything else you want to say?
Come on. Not really, no. Okay, follow me on Twitter at CJ Glickman.
Jim, do you got any final thoughts?
Everybody have a good weekend. That's my thought.
Stay safe and don't have unprotected sex, people.
And it looks like I have a former spyware, just as I thought. Don't know how I got it. Maybe from one of these websites from the information I was trying to read. But I
porn,
will get it cleared
porn,
up.
Bro. It's from porn.
I don't watch porn
no.
on my. Anyway. But, yeah. Anyway, this is supposed to be a good episode. I had fun. At least, as long as we have fun, it's okay. For the clusterfuck episode and our sponsors, actually, we don't have any yet, but we're working on it. So, with that being said, for CJ Glickman and Jim Davis, I am Rob Spinoff-Buzzle signing off, and this has been Living Loud Nation. Good evening. Good night.
Yeah, peace.
Fuck off.